Public schools are supposed to be paid for with taxes, but in Seattle, you may be asked to kick in substantial amounts of money, depending on which school your kid goes to. The request doesn't come from the school, but from the PTSA, the Parent-Teacher-Student Association. Some of those parent groups raise hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. The money goes to everything from school supplies to salaries for librarians and teachers. And yet there are other schools in the district that have no PTSAs at all. More and more parents say that inequity is wrong. But as 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains, the school district argues that its funding system more than offsets those private dollars.
Rebecca Evans kind of got into this issue by accident. She's a mom in West Seattle with a first grader at Sanislo Elementary. She found out at a parent meeting last year that test scores were lagging and that the school had a high poverty rate. Some parents were trying to transfer their kids to other schools. But she thought back to an interview she'd heard with New York Times reporter Nicole Hannah-Jones. Hannah-Jones explained why she opted to keep her daughter in a high-poverty school.
She didn't feel her daughter was deserving of more than any other students. And if you can say that a school is not good enough for my child, then why should any children be allowed to go there?
So Evans made up her mind to stay put and work to help the school. She dove into organizing the Sanislo PTA auction and realized it was not an easy task.
About a week and a half before the auction, we had sold about 22 tickets out of 150 tickets.
The tickets were not a ton of money, $10. But Sanislo has a lot of English language learners. Two-thirds of kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. Going to an auction to spend lots of money on the school just isn't top of mind for families. It's a different story at other schools in West Seattle. Lafayette Elementary, where my own kids go to school, raised about $70,000 at its auction. Genesee Hill pulled in $180,000.
Our goal for Sanislo's auction was $5,000, to just put it into perspective.
But Evans had an idea. Invite everyone.
Social media is incredible. I pushed it out to Nextdoor. I pushed it out to West Seattle Moms, West Seattle Giving Tree, West Seattle Shares, you name it.
That made the difference. They sold all their tickets and raised three times their original goal. And now Evans has founded a group to bring PTAs in West Seattle together to share ideas and resources and help the parent groups at schools that are struggling.
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for coming.
About 15 parents from schools across West Seattle are sitting in a circle in a room in a public library. They're from schools that are fundraising powerhouses. Here's Kevin Brovelite from Genesee Hill Elementary.
There are tons of resources that are duplicated at every single school that we should be sharing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this year was the first year ever we shared volunteers with Lafayette. They sent us a dozen volunteers. We sent them a dozen volunteers.
And that's then there are parents like Connie Wolf from Highland Park. That's a school where three-quarters of kids qualify for free or reduced lunch.
Our budget is $6,500. We are about community. Our events are super well attended. Our stuff is free. But we really do appreciate when Alki donated $560 from their walkathon. That's awesome for us.
That idea of sharing the wealth is catching on. A group of parents called the PTSA Equity Project Seattle has suggested creating what they call an equity fund that all PTAs pay into to redistribute a portion of money to high-need schools. It would be modeled after something similar in Portland that's existed for more than 20 years. Makiba Green is a mom involved in the PTSA Equity Project. She says they want to hold meetings in the new year to explore ways to address inequities in parent fundraising.
How can we talk more about who we view as our children? You know, as we're thinking about kind of raising money and supporting the education of our students, how can we look beyond just, you know, our students in our school and really think about our district as a whole?
A different approach would be for the school district to just say no. PTAs may not pay for teachers. That's what Bellevue and Lake Washington school districts do. They do have district-wide foundations that contribute money to school programs. A few months back, Seattle School Board Director Leslie Harris suggested Seattle follow their lead and bar PTAs at individual schools from paying for teachers and other staff. She's now less adamant and says more community dialogue is needed. And district officials say it's not necessary.
In Seattle, I feel like we do have a formula that counterbalances what parents at a rich school can afford to donate versus parents at a school with higher poverty.
That's Jolynn Berge, finance chief for Seattle Public Schools. It can get complicated when you delve into school funding, but here's the bottom line. High poverty schools get more money. They can tap the city's families and education levy. They get federal dollars called Title I aimed at helping kids who are struggling. And the school district itself allocates money for each kid who qualifies for free or reduced lunch.
It's additional dollars for every student in poverty that you have because we recognize, generally speaking, students in poverty need more services. And so the allocation, you get another $200 to $300 depending on what grade level in elementary schools that you're in for every student in poverty.
It's hard to argue with steering more money to kids with bigger needs. But in an underfunded school system, has Seattle become dependent on private dollars from parent groups? I asked Berge that question.
You could look at this and say, well, the district is relying on wealthier parents to pad the budgets of the high-income schools. Well, I don't think that's what we're doing. I think that we're thinking that the things that they want to provide for the PTSA funds are extra things. But our base funding allocation to the school is unchanged. We don't say, oh, well, you're going to get $50,000, so we'll take our allocation and reduce it by $50,000.
Not everyone agrees with the idea that Title I and other programs aimed at kids in poverty eliminate the disparity with schools that get lots of PTA dollars. Pam McCowan-Conyers is principal of West Seattle Elementary, a high-poverty school with a large East African population. There's a parent booster club, but no formal PTA, so raising money for class excursions or the fifth grader's trip to an outdoor education center on Bainbridge Island is difficult.
PTA get to do whatever they want. You just go to the parents, you appeal, they right here on the ground level, they know what you're talking about, and that's it. With Title I, it's totally different.
It's an equity issue, she says, echoing the parents who are pushing to reduce PTA disparities. Tomorrow, I'll have a story on parents who push back on the narrative that PTA fundraising reduces pressure on state lawmakers to come up with more money for education. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.